The old imperial gamelan started to play, softly at first, drop by drop, deep, convulsive gong beats, so deep that one's whole soul was moved. First, a beautiful, pliable woman's voice started the song, followed by others. Then a men's choir answered, and this was all accompanied by a primordial forest of wonderful, crystal-clear tones of steel and wood. Softly plaintive violins intermingled with high-pitched, needle-like coloraturas of delicate reed flutes. The way one sound followed upon another, one becoming quieter, another wilder and louder, and the agitated drums between and behind. And sometimes all the music evaporated into nothing, and then returned, drop by drop, from somewhere, and I became quite intoxicated with bliss. I had never enjoyed music so much before.
That was Walter Spies's enthusiastic introduction to the gamelan, a musical tradition then completely unknown in Europe. The German painter, musician and composer was introduced to the gamelan at the court of the Sultan of Yogyakarta on the island of Java, where he conducted the European orchestra in the 1920s.
A gamelan includes several different instruments, mostly in pairs, and tuned to both pentatonic and heptatonic scales. There is no leading instrument. All are equally important, though fulfilling different functions. The drums determine the rhythm, tempo, and volume, while gongs set the intervals and punctuation. The metallophones in the middle of the platform lead the melody, which the instruments in the foreground embellish with complex patterns. Gamelan music is played at concerts, provides atmosphere for theatrical and dance performances, and accompanies ritual shadow plays.
Do you see the shadow puppets lined up on a banana trunk in front of the large screen? They once belonged to a dalang, master of the shadow play, who brought them to life in nighttime performances, giving each its own voice. He moved the figures in front of the illuminated screen, casting shadow scenes on the screen itself. He also directed the orchestra that accompanied the play. These plays, which remain popular with audiences today, often tell of the great Hindu epics, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, which were adapted over the course of centuries by the people of Java and Bali. Take a look at the display cases across from the stage. You'll see gods and demons, jesters, heroes and villains.